From the KBIA newsroom, I'm Mimi Wright. Missouri Governor Mike Parsons says state tax credits for low-income housing won't be issued until lawmakers revamp the program. On Monday, Parsons said that in the meantime, he will consider voting for federal low-income housing tax credits but won't support state tax credits. Parson is among Missouri Housing Development Commission members who vote on how much, if any, low-income housing tax credits are awarded to subsidize affordable housing. Critics, including former Governor Eric Greitens, have said the tax credits are inefficient. But Greitens and his Housing Commission appointees face pushback for voting against state tax credits last year. Greitens' appointees later resigned. Cub Scout Pack 58 in Columbia is hosting a training course in an effort to protect its members from different forms of abuse. Boy Scouts of America is updating its youth protection training in order to adapt to the new forms of danger that kids face. The program is a required training course for all volunteers, employees, and staff involved with its youth nationwide. Pack 58 elected to train in person rather than using their online modules. Pack 58 leader John Mountain says one danger is bullying and that it remains undetectable.
A lot of people don't realize that an attitude they've picked up during their life somewhere can be perceived as bullying.
Mountain says that staying aware of what harassment looks and feels like is key in helping kids feel safe and comfortable. Political committees with ties to Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer and former President Barack Obama are aiming digital messages to African American voters in five states with pivotal U.S. Senate races. The Senate Majority PAC and Priorities USA Action plan to spend, quote, seven figures in Missouri, Florida, Indiana, North Dakota, and Arizona, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports. The spending comes as Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill struggles to energize African-American voters the same way she did in 2012. She faces a tough challenge from Republican Attorney General Josh Hawley. Democrats behind the targeted digital messages say they are making sure that their voters will be enthused to vote in 2018, even though it is not a presidential election year. September is National Child Passenger Safety Month, and Columbia's Voluntary Action Center is partnering with Safe Kids Columbia to screen families that need a free car seat installation. Nick Foster, the executive director of the Voluntary Action Center, says this fills an important gap for struggling parents.
Well, I had a conversation with a parent just last week who received a car seat from us, and I mentioned to her, well, they're expensive, and her eyes lit up and said, yeah. And so she was just very, very grateful to have been able to receive that service through us.
Appointments for screening and installation can be made through the Voluntary Action Center. I am Mimi Wright, KBIA News, Columbia.